DOE investigation concludes California in clear violation of Title IX over trans athletes. By Katherine Hamilton on June 25, 2025. California discriminated against women and girls on the basis of sex by allowing transgender-identifying males to compete on their sports teams and occupy their bathrooms and locker rooms, a Department of Education, DOE, investigation concluded. The DOE's Office for Civil Rights, OCR, announced the end of its investigations on Wednesday into the California Department of Education, CDE, and the California Interscholastic Federation, CIF. OCR ultimately concluded that both are in clear violation of Title IX, which prohibits discrimination based on sex in education programs and activities receiving federal funding. Although Governor Gavin Newsom admitted months ago it was deeply unfair to allow men to compete in women's sports, both the California Department of Education and the California Interscholastic Federation continued as recently as a few weeks ago to allow men to steal female athletes' well-deserved accolades and to subject them to the indignity of unfair and unsafe competitions, Secretary of Education Linda McMahon said in a statement. The Trump administration will relentlessly enforce Title IX protections for women and girls, and our findings today make clear that California has failed to adhere to its obligations under federal law. The state must swiftly come into compliance with Title IX or face the consequences that follow, she continued. The Department of Education has proposed a resolution agreement to CDE and CIF, giving both entities the opportunity to voluntarily comply with Title IX in 10 days or risk imminent enforcement action, including referral to the U.S. Department of Justice, DOJ, for proceedings, according to DOE. Part of the resolution agreement includes restoring to female athletes the records, titles, and awards misappropriated by male athletes competing in female competitions, as well as sending personalized letters to those female athletes apologizing on behalf of the state of California for allowing her educational experience to be marred by sex discrimination. On February 5, Trump kept a major campaign promise and signed an executive order called Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports, which states that under Title IX of the Education Amendments Act of 1972, educational institutions receiving federal funds cannot deny women an equal opportunity to participate in sports. Therefore, it is the policy of the United States to rescind all funds from educational programs that deprive women and girls of fair athletic opportunities, which results in the endangerment, humiliation, and silencing of women and girls and deprives them of privacy. It shall also be the policy of the United States to oppose male competitive participation in women's sports more broadly, as a matter of safety, fairness, dignity, and truth. After Trump signed the order, CIF publicly announced its intentions to follow state laws allowing athletes to participate on teams based on an individual athlete's subjective gender identity, rather than biological sex. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.